Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I'm going to demonstrate the free screen reader called Thunder. Last week, as you know, I demonstrated the other free screen reader, NVDA, which is Non-Visual Desktop Access. This week, I'd like to take some time to talk about Thunder. I'm going to basically show you the same things that I did last week with NVDA so that you can kind of get a comparison of Thunder and NVDA, what each does well and what each doesn't do well. So let's get started. Thunder is a free screen reader from the UK. The website is www.screenreader.net. If you go there, you can download Thunder and the associated documentation from the website. There is a fair bit of documentation with Thunder to get you started. Thunder is pretty easy to use. There is really very little to set up. Just download the file, execute it. It will install Thunder on your system. It will put Thunder in your startup menu. So if you're using JAWS or NVDA or WindowEyes or whatever, and you do not want Thunder to come up every single time your computer comes up, then the only thing that you will need to do is remove Thunder from your startup menu. And that's no big deal. There is also a link to Thunder on your desktop. So, let's get started. I've unloaded JAWS, and I'm going to start Thunder right now.
Default Thunder, settings, button.
Okay, and Thunder is now up and running on my system. Thunder will default to one of your Microsoft voices, whatever you have installed, Mary, Mike, or Sam. You can change this. One of my complaints with Thunder, and hopefully this is my error and not Thunder's doing, is that every time you bring Thunder up, it defaults back to its original settings. There doesn't appear to be any way to save your preferences for using Thunder out to the hard drive. You know, every time it comes up, it's going to come up with its defaults, and you're going to have to go in and change things. And if you're like me, there'll be a few things that you definitely are going to want to change. The biggest complaint I have about the settings is, and I'm not real sure why the makers of Thunder decided to, to put it bluntly, make Thunder a music box. The one thing that I really, really don't like about Thunder is, in the defaults, is every time you make any kind of cursor movement, Thunder generates a musical note. So as you're moving around the screen, it sounds like you're playing a music box. And I really didn't care for that. Okay, Thunder is up. When the window comes up for Thunder, you basically have two buttons on it. One is settings, one is help. If you press the help button, it will give you a couple of quick tips of getting Thunder going. If you go into the settings button, this is where all your controls for Thunder are at. And once you want this window gone, you just have to minimize it. There is no way that I know of to run Thunder in the system tray, and that would be a nice addition as well.
Help button. Settings button.
Okay, going to click on the settings button here.
Set up, OK button. Very savvy for.
And the first thing I'm going to do is change this. I'm going to go to one of the real speak voices.
Tarnowski, Michelle, Sappy 5.
Shelly Tell.
Scan self, Daniel, under.
For telephone, Sappy 4.
Wait for it to catch up with itself.
Scan self, Daniel, _ full _ 2, to KHZ, Sappy 5.
Scan self, Jill, _ full _ 2, to kilohertz, Sappy 5.
Scan self, Karen, _full _.
As you can hear, the voices are rather scratchy for some reason. It may be along the lines of the same problem that NVDA had on build 380, where when you switch from voice to voice, the speech engines aren't able to reset and their frequencies are different, so they don't sound right. NVDA build 425 fixed this problem where the voices are reinitialized every time you change one, so it doesn't do that. I don't know. That may be the same problem here with Thunder.
Scan soft to the _full _.
Scan soft Samantha _full _ 2. 2 kilohertz.
Scan soft Tom _full.
And let's go with Tom.
Speed 5. Speed 6. Speed 7. Volume 10. Volume 9. Volume 8.
There we go. And it may also just be the fact that the volume defaults to 100%. I've noticed a lot of times on RealSpeak, if you leave it at 100%, it tends to overload and sound scratchy. So I like to back that off a bit, back down to 8 or so.
Test button. This is a test.
Let me turn my actual speakers up.
This is a test.
Okay.
Echo characters. Checked. Checkbox.
And I noticed some problems with some speech engines. I tried to do a review yesterday of Thunder, and I had a lot of crashes. I was using the ViaVoice Sappy 4 voices, and I think they were causing the system to get a bit shaky for some reason with Thunder. I've used them with other things and haven't had a problem, but with Thunder, I was getting a lot of crashes, so I'm redoing this again today, and I'm going to use the RealSpeak voices, and I am hopeful that I won't get any system crashes and Thunder crashes this time.
Echo words, unchecked. Echo characters, checked. Checkbox.
And there's a series of checkboxes through here where you can set how Thunder will respond to you, whether or not you want to echo characters.
Echo words.
Echo checked. Words.
Checkbox. Speak modifiers, shift, CDRL, alt, unchecked, checkbox.
Whether you want to speak the modifier keys, control, alt, shift, things like that.
Speak home, end, unchecked, checkbox. Beep for capitals, checked, checkbox.
I'm going to turn that off.
Beep for capitals, unchecked, check spell numbers, digits, checked, checkbox.
I'm going to tell it not to spell numbers and digits.
Spell numbers, digits, unchecked. Speech shortcut keys, unchecked. Checkbox.
I'm going to slow that voice down a little too.
Echo characters, check. Test. Volume 8. Speed 7. Speed 6. Volume 8. Test. Button. This is a test. Echo characters. Echo words. Speak modifiers. Speak home. Beep for capitals. Spell numbers, digits, unchecked. Check. Speech shortcut keys, unchecked. Checkbox. Some punctuation, checked. Radio novice mode, unchecked. Checkbox. Use music. Checked. Checkbox.
And this one I definitely want to turn off.
Use music. Unchecked. Check all hotkeys. Script key one. Keys. One key. Shift. Unchecked. Checkbox. Caps. Unchecked. Alt. Checked. Update. Button.
There's an update button that I believe goes out and checks for updates of Thunder. There have been a few updates of Thunder since it has come out. So you may want to check that from time to time to see if there are any new revisions of Thunder.
Okay, button.
And you basically have an okay and a cancel button. So I'm going to press okay.
Under settings, button.
And I'm going to minimize Thunder now.
Program manager, under screen runner, list item.
And we're to the desktop.
My computer, list item.
And as with NVDA, I'm just going to move around here on the desktop a little bit, and then I'm going to tab around, and then I will go into my computer.
Recycle bin. List item. Internet Explorer. List item. Microsoft Outlook. List item. AdAware Southeast Personal. List item. App Talking Clock. List item.
Okay, and then I'm going to tab around.
Launch Internet Explorer. Browse. Start. Button.
Every once in a while, for some reason, the start button doesn't speak. And I think it's when I just start tabbing around the screen.
Launch Internet Explorer. Browser. Button.
It's no real big deal.
Thunder. Button. Notification area. Button. SIGINT Personal Firewall. Normal. AVG Free Edition. Control Center. Volume. Button. HP DeskJet 6122 Series. Button. 12:13 p.m. Program Manager. App Talking Clock. List item. My computer. List item.
Okay, now I'm going to go into my computer.
My computer. List. XP Home. C. Cut. 3 1/2 floppy. A. Type. 3 1/2 inch floppy disk. List item.
It doesn't always tell you what you're on when you go into something. You know, like JAWS will say unselected, blah, blah, blah. Thunder doesn't always say this, so you may have to move your cursor around a little bit.
XP Home, C, type, local disk, total size, 34.4 GB, free space, 16.7 GB, list item. DVD-RW drive, D, other stuff, E, type, local disk, total size, 186 GB.
And I'm just going to go into here.
$, VAULT, $.AVG. Type, file, archive stuff, audiobooks, backup, cut, book port transfer folder, type, file folder, date mod, a $_scripts _1.3 tags, site, at bar DR707, an _us point tags, size, 20,750, Andy's Farm, intro point mp3, size, 46,003, patch _full point.
And this works pretty well, no problems. Tab around here.
File and folder tasks. Rename this file. The other places. My computer. Details. Patch _full point tags. Size. 1,552 kilobytes. Type. Application. Date modify.
I don't think the... I don't know. I don't think the real speak voices speak all that great for general use. They may be great for reading a book. But for general use, I really don't care for them. I don't think they speak all that well when they're trying to say things here on the computer. Okay, but you see that my computer works well. Windows Explorer works
under settings
well too.
Auto hide my computer. My computer. Outline item level 1. 3 1/2 floppy. A. Insert disk. Please in my computer. 3 1/2 insert disk. Mm-hmm. My computer. My computer. XP Home, C, outline item, level 2, $ VAULT, $ADDY, type, documents and settings, JAWS 50, cut, OPE and BK7, type, file folder, date modified, March 11, 2007, 6:24 p.m.
We're able to tab around in this just fine and get into things.
Close, button, XP Home, C, OPE and BK7, type, file, close, button.
So, as you can see, that works just fine too.
Under settings, button, program manager, my computer, list item.
For some reason, I've noticed when you get into things and come back out, the Thunder window is back up and you have to keep minimizing it. It would be nice, like I said earlier, to have this to be able to be run from the system tray, but it's not any real big deal. Okay, the next thing I need to do, and I forgot to plug this drive in because I want to show you the hotkeys. So let's see what in the world. I did with that. Oh, I know where it's at. I was using it on the notebook. Okay. Yep, there it is. Okay, let me plug this in. to the other computer, and I'll show you some of the hotkeys.
Removable to H. What do you want Windows to do? Default script at pain. Eject button.
Okay, and the drive's coming up.
Removable disk H. Play using Windows Media Player. Copy pictures to it. View a slider. Show the images using Windows. Print the pictures using Photo. Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer. List item. Under setting. Removable disk H. Documents. List. My files. Type. File folder. Encryption utilities. List. Under screen reader. Type. File. Out loud. List. Lightning manual 1.0. Screen reader hotkeys. Point doc. Size. 31 kilobytes, type, Microsoft Word document, date modified, December 29th.
And these are some of the files that I downloaded with Thunder.
Screen reader manual point doc, size, 68 kilobytes.
Screen reader
type.
Manual.
Screen reader hotkeys point doc.
Screen reader hotkeys.
Size, 31, screen reader, under scripting point doc, size.
You have a Thunder scripting document.
Under home point tags, size.
You have Thunder itself.
Via voice DTS out loud point zip, Windows from the keyboard point doc. Size.
You have a Windows from the keyboard document that will teach new users kind of how to get around in Windows. It's a pretty good document. Okay, let me go back up to the hotkeys.
Five, under screen reader hotkeys point doc. Size 31 kilobyte.
And I'm going to open this. This is going to come up into Word.
Word script initialized. Blank. Screen reader net.
Okay, and the document is up.
Blank. Hotkeys reference card. Blank. And AP equals numeric keypad alt equals left hand alt key only. Blank. Blank. Document read equals left CDRL plus alt plus down arrow key. Document read equals left CDRL plus alt plus down arrow key.
The say all, or read all, whatever you want to call it, is control alt down arrow.
Document read pause equals up or down arrow key.
If you hit an up or down arrow key while it's doing that, it'll pause.
Help key mode on slash lock equals NKP 0.
The help key toggle is numpad 0.
Marker go to equals gaps lock plus shift plus G, followed by a letter.
I'm not sure what the marker settings do yet. I haven't played with Thunder long enough.
Marker set equals gaps lock. Marker type mouse left click equals NKP 5.
Thunder has some mouse pointer movement capabilities. They're mostly, well, they're actually all done with the keypad. Thunder, unlike NVDA or JAWS or WindowEyes, mostly uses the numpad for mouse movement capabilities, whereas the screen reading keys are done on the keyboard part of the keyboard more than the numpad part of the keyboard. So that's a bit different. It takes a little bit getting used to. For laptop users, it probably would be real good, except you're not going to have any mouse movement capabilities. And for laptop users, I suppose that could be a problem. Okay, numpad key 5 is your left click.
Mouse right click equals NKP minus.
Numpad minus is your right click.
Mouse pointer up and read equals NKP 8.
Numpad 8 moves the pointer up and reads.
Mouse pointer down and read equals NKP 2.
Numpad 2 moves the mouse pointer down and reads. Numpad 4 moves the mouse pointer to the left and reads. Numpad 6 moves the mouse pointer to the right and reads the contents.
Mouse pointer left, mouse pointer right and read. Mouse pointer moved by pixel equals NKP star.
Numpad star moves the mouse pointer pixel by pixel.
Mouse pointer moved by object equals shift plus caps lock plus NKP star.
Let's see, what does that say?
Mouse pointer, move by object equals shift plus caps lock plus NKP star. Mouse pointer, move by object equals shift plus caps lock plus NKP.
Shift caps lock numpad star moves your mouse object by object. I'm not sure how that works yet either.
Pointer move to window edges equals caps lock plus NKP 7, 1, 9, or 3.
Numpad 7, 1, 3, or 9 will move the mouse pointer to the edges of the window. Numpad 7 moves it to the upper left. Numpad 1 moves it to the lower left. Numpad 3 moves it to the lower right. And numpad 9 moves it to the upper right edges of your window.
Punctuation level spoken equals NKP1.
And numpad 1 is your punctuation level.
Read current line equals caps lock plus L.
Read current line is caps lock plus L. Most of the cursor movement keys within VDA are caps lock and something instead of insert something like some of the other screen readers. But, you know, we can get used to that.
Read current line to cursor equals caps lock plus K.
Caps lock and K reads current line to the cursor.
Read current word to cursor point equals caps lock plus J.
Caps lock J reads current word at cursor.
Read character at cursor equals caps lock plus I.
To get the current letter at the cursor, you can do a caps lock I.
Read object equals caps lock plus O.
Caps lock O reads current object.
Read highlighted text equals caps lock plus H.
Caps lock H reads highlighted text.
Repeat last speech equals caps lock plus semicolon.
Caps lock semicolon will repeat the last speech.
Repeat and spell last speech equals caps lock plus shift plus semicolon.
Caps lock shift semicolon will spell it out.
Repeat last speech phonetically equals alt plus semicolon.
Alt semicolon will speak the last speech out phonetically.
Speak screen XY coordinates equals caps lock plus forward slash.
Caps lock forward slash will give you your screen coordinates in pixels.
Speak window name equals shift plus caps lock plus N.
Shift caps lock N will read your window title.
Stop speech till next keystroke equals CDRL.
Control is your stop.
Stop speech till next screen reader command equals shift plus caps lock.
Shift caps lock. I'm not sure how that works, but it's supposed to stop speech till the next thunder command.
Plus ALT plus M. Stop speech till next screen reader command equals shift plus caps lock. Plus ALT plus M.
All shift caps lock. Jeez, that's a mouthful. Shift caps lock.
Stop speech till next screen reader command equals shift plus ALT plus M.
Shift caps lock and alt and M. Wow.
Blank. Windows hotkeys.
Okay, and the next part of the document goes into Windows hotkeys, and I'm sure everybody knows all those, so I'm not going to go into any of that. Excuse me. Okay, this is using Word, so as you can see, Thunder is able to read basic Word documents without any problems. And here in a little bit, I'll actually do some typing in a Word document to show you that.
Under screen reader hotkeys, point doc. Size, 31 kilobyte. Under, settings, button. Program manager, my computer. List title.
Okay, the next things I'm going to talk to you about are using Thunder with Outlook Express and using Thunder for the internet. There are a few things you need to know before you start trying to use Thunder with the internet or Thunder with Outlook Express. Thunder doesn't support any HTML. So, if you're like me and you use Outlook Express and you create and read your messages as HTML, you're going to have to go into your options and you're going to have to change the way you create messages. You'll have to change that to plain text, and the way you read all messages coming in, you'll have to change that to plain text. As far as the internet, you cannot use Internet Explorer to browse the internet. You have to use a program called WebIE that comes with Thunder or can be downloaded from the web. I have a link on my website to WebIE where you can download that. WebIE is an internet browser, but it's only a text-based internet browser. And I'll show you that momentarily. Right now, I'm going to go into Outlook Express.
Open book 7. Outlook Express. List item. Outlook Express script initialized. Blank. Mike Nooner. Subject. Mike Nooner. Subject.
Okay, I'm in my inbox.
March 14th to inbox. Outline item. Level 2.
And I'll go down through my folders here.
Outbox. You have outline mail. Item. Level 2. Sent items. Outline item. Level 2.
Now this brings me to kind of my next complaint. And I kind of have the same complaint with NVDA. When I go through things on the screen, list items and stuff, I really don't need to be told what level I'm on. It would be nice that a Thunder could also have some of this information turned off, especially if you're not in novice mode, which I'm not in currently. I would like it to just speak the folder names, or if you're going up and down through lists or whatever, just the item name. I really don't need to know the other verbose things. As far as I'm concerned, they just slow you down.
Deleted items. Outline item. Blue drafts. Outline. Blind mailing lists. Blind Gultek. Outline item. Level 3.
Another thing I've noticed on Outlook Express with Thunder is, as with NVDA, you can't tell easily how many messages you have in any given folder. And I'm probably just used to JAWS. I like the fact that when I go to a folder, if there's messages in it, I'm told, you know, how many messages are in it. Let me tab into my list view here.
Sunshine. Subject. Re. BCT. Sneak preview of the Sarah game. Received. March 14th, 2007. 12:13 p.m. List title.
And on Thunder, it's even a little more difficult. With NVDA, when you tabbed into the list box, and at the end it said list item, oh, 1 of 30, you know, that was okay, because I could tell how many messages were in that list view. With Thunder, unfortunately, you have no idea. It just says list item. Another thing, just like with NVDA, is that Thunder cannot tell you whether a message is read or not. You can't tell if it's read or unread, so, you know, that's kind of a downside too. And hopefully Thunder, you know, maybe can come up with some way to fix that as well. Okay, let me go into a message.
Re, BCT, sneak preview of the Sarah game. Re, BCT, sneak preview of the Sarah game.
And then I tab once to get into my message pane.
And how much do you plan to charge for the game? Original message from Phil Vlasic, Phil at PCSGames.net to Blind Koltach at...
And it will read your message for you.
And how much do you plan to charge for the game? Original message from Phil Vlasic, Phil at PCSGames.net.
And you can up and down arrow through it, or you can...
Colon. Phil. Vlasic. Vlasic. Phil. Colon from.
You can control and left and right arrow to go word by word.
F. F. R. O. M. O. R. F.
And you can use your left and right cursor keys to go letter by letter.
To Blind Koltach at list.lovetubablind.net.
If you tab around.
Read BCT. Sneak preview of the Sarah game.
There's your subject line.
Blind Koltach at lists.lovetubablind.net. Blind Koltach at lists.lovetubablind.net.
I think that's the two.
Wednesday, March 14th, 2007, 12:00? And how much do you plan to charge for the game? Re, BCT. Blind Koltach at Wednesday, March 14th,
Okay. There's another complaint, kind of the same with NVDA. You can't really tab through the headers and tell exactly what you're doing. So that would be nice if there was a way to identify the headers better. But you can tab through them at least. Let me close this message.
Blind Gultek, Outlook Express, main identity, sunshine.
And I'm going to create a new message to myself.
New message.
Here's another slight issue I have with Thunder. When you create a new message, the headers aren't announced at all. You kind of have to do this blindly.
R-I-C-K-H-A-R-M-O-N. That's a S-B-C-G-L-O-V-A-L. Full stop. N-E-T.
As I tab.
Pain.
You can't tell where you're at until you get into the message pane, and it'll say pain. So if I get there and I shift tab, I can type my subject.
T-E-S-T. Pain.
Shift or tab back into my message pane and then type a message.
H-I, comma, T-H-I-S, I-S-A-T-E-S-T, full stop, R-I-C-K.
And that brings me to my next little gripe, I guess. I don't like the way Thunder pronounces some of the characters either. You know, I don't like a period being called a full stop. I don't like that any more than in NVDA I liked an apostrophe being called a tick. I really wish that both programs would use the properties of the speech engine properly. You know, I realize that both products are made overseas and they're not necessarily using U.S. English. You know, and I do understand that, and other people around the world may say, well, you know, who cares? We like that. And, you know, that's understandable. But the reader really should use the properties of the speech engine. And currently I'm using a U.S. speech engine. So, you know, that really should be called a period. You know, here in the U.S., we're not used to that being called a full stop. I kind of wish, you know, both of those would handle that a little better. Okay, I've got a new message here created. I'm going to send it.
As Vlad Gultek, Outlook Express, main identity, sunshine. Subject, receipt, Vlad Gultek, outline, inbox, outline item, level 2. Outlook Express, hi, button.
You have
inbox,
mail.
Outlook Express, Mike Neuner, subject, Rick Harmon, subject, test.
And there's my message.
March 14th, 2000, test.
There's my subject.
Hi, this is a test. Rick equals, visit my web.
And there you go.
Hi, blank. This is a test. Is a test. T-S-E-T, space A, space S.
And as you see, I can move around in my message just fine. And I can forward and reply normally. No problems there. The only complaint I do have is when you're typing somebody's address, I don't understand on either reader, NVDA or Thunder, why the autocomplete isn't working. My understanding is the autocomplete is a integral function, you know, to Windows and Outlook Express. I don't understand why either reader is not handling these functions properly. You're going to have to know the entire name of your address. You're not going to be able to use autocomplete at all.
Inbox, Outlook Express, main identity, Rick Harmon, subject.
Okay, so as you can see, Outlook Express is usable enough, not any great problems. You just have to remember to go in and set the settings that need be, from HTML messages to plain text messages, both on creating and receiving. And that's basically all you have to do there. So let me close this out.
Under Settings, Bot Program Manager, Outlook Express, List Item.
Okay, next, I'm going to use Web IE to go out to the Internet.
Start, P, Programs, Menu Item, with sub, uninstall it by, a by iFind Reader 5, uninstall it by, a by iFind Reader 5.0, a by iFind, Windows Media Play, Windows Live Messenger, Windows Defender, Web IE 3. Menu item.
There we go. Web IE 3.
Start. Button. WebSock. PC help. How to remove about. Blank homepage. Address. Button. Information. Button. Search. Button. Go. Button. Cancel. Button. About. Blank. PC help. How to remove about. Blank.
And I believe.
Cancel. Button. Web IE, about blank. Go, button, about blank.
And I type my address in here.
www, full stop. S C R E E N R E A D E R, full stop. N E T, go button.
I click the go button.
Webpage, screenreader.net, freeware freedom for blind and visually impaired people, link 1, skip main menu, link 2. Webpage, screenreader.
Now, Webby really changes your layout of your screen a lot, the webpage screen, that is. And I really don't like it. I don't have a lot of luck navigating it. I haven't used it much yet, so I guess once you got used to it, it would be okay, but I really don't like the way it changes everything and strips everything out. But
link 1, skip main menu.
Wherever it says link, you can press enter and it'll go to that page.
Link 2, home. Link 3, free software for blind and visually impaired people.
And it numbers all these links.
Link 4, frequently asked questions. Link 5, contact us. Link 6, how can you help? Link 7, sponsorship. Link 8, Thunder. Link 9, WeatherView Products. Link 10, Partners. Link 11, News. Link 12, Telefriend. Link 13, under free download. Free impaired computer users. Oops. Link 13, under free download. Free screen reader for home use, supporting blind and visually impaired computer users. Page headline, why not try Thunder? It might be all you need. Freely you have received. Freely give. Under's free screen reader talking software for blind and visually impaired people.
So, you can read this page pretty easy. It's not too bad. What I want to show you is a little bit more complicated page.
HTTP, www, full stop, blindcoolteach, full com, go, button. Link 1, home linked. Link 1, home linked 2, subscribe.
This is the Blind Cool Tech site. Many of you will be very familiar with this, so this is a good example to show where this page is going to read differently in WebIE, kind of, than how it does actually in Internet Explorer or Firefox.
Contact link 6, credits link 7, chat link 8, donate link 9, archive link 10, next touch talking.
See, and there's my first problem. It goes through all those links, just flies right through them. I don't understand how you pick any single link to click on there. And as I continue to arrow down.
Multimeter March 14th, 2007. My Justice describes and demonstrates the next step talking digital multimeter. This is a very blind-friendly electronic testing tool that costs under $50. Source, KMS Tools and Equipment LTD, British Columbia, Canada, toll-free 800-567-89, megabyte link 12, non-visual desktop access March 13, 2007, Rick Harmon describes the advantages and B.
Same there.
M. B. M. B. M. Space. Equipment LTD, Equipment LTD, British Columbia, Canada, toll-free 800-5, megabyte link, Equipment LTD, megabyte link 12, non-visual desktop access March 13, 2007, Rick Harmon describes the advantages and...
And it doesn't even read the links right, actually. I don't know why it says megabyte link. That link actually says NVDA. And I don't know if you have to hit home...
B, M.
To click on that...
Disadvantages of this megabyte link 12 non-visual.
See this is where I find this totally unacceptable. I don't know how anybody is going to easily navigate most sites with WebIE. As far as I'm concerned, it's just terrible and it's unacceptable. I realize that I don't know a lot about WebIE, but given the way it handles, you know, here on the Blind Cool Tech site.
Disadvantages of this screen reader called non-visual. Tours his living space 50.0 megabyte. Screen reader called non-visual. Desktop access 61.6 megabyte. Link 13. Nick G space March 12, 2007. Nick G.
You know, there's another link.
Space. Source. Open. Source. Screen reader called non-visual. Desktop. Tours his living space 50 megabyte. 50.0 megabyte. Link. 14 link.
Okay, I guess what you're really going to need to do is use your control and left and right arrows, and you're going to have to cursor to the link.
14, link, 14, link, 14, link.
But I still can't activate it.
I, no, I would.
So, as I said, that's going to turn off almost everybody except for completely new users that have never even used the computer before and have never used an actual web browser, you know, but for the vast majority of us that use a web browser, this is just totally unacceptable. And along with the Outlook Express not supporting HTML either for messaging is going to turn some people off. It's not going to be as big a deal as where you have to browse the internet text only with a special browser. You know, that's really going to turn, you know, probably 90%+ of the users off that know anything about using a browser. So there's really not much I can show you there. Maybe you can play around with it and have better success with it than I do, but I don't like that at all, and I just simply wouldn't use Thunder to do that at all, unfortunately.
Under Settings, button, Program Manager, Outlook Express, list item.
So there's, as far as I'm concerned, is its definite biggest flaw that I've been able to find with using Thunder. There are quite a few other things it does well, though, and as I said, for the new computer user that's never used a browser, you know, that may not be a problem. Okay, well, next I'm going to show you Winamp and then Windows Media Player 11, and we'll see how Thunder does on those. So, let's see, let's get into My Computer.
My Computer, list item, My XP Home, C, type, $VAULT, point, AB,
actually.
List, XP, DBDR, del, other stuff, E, $VAULT, BCD, 889, uploads, points, MP3, size, 16,086 kilobytes, type, BCD, 1,011, wireless networking, points, MP3, size.
And there's my wireless networking podcast, so let's hit enter and bring that up.
1. Rick Harmon, BCD 1000.
Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today blank. I'd like to talk about
blank, blank.
That I've had over the last 2 weeks. Blank. My up and down arrows work for volume.
Wireless, fine with the wired. You're not going to be secure, and you're not going to just to some extent.
Excuse me.
Router's going.
Okay. My left and right arrows work properly for C.
For me.
C.
C key pauses.
C.
Unfortunately,
play.
It wasn't
C. System. Menu item. Winamp. Menu item. Nelsoft Winamp. Play. Menu item. With submenu. View file info. Bookmarks. Menu edit book. Add current as bookmark. ACB radio mainstream. System.
In fact, I think Mac also offers this.
Okay. And the menus work.
So you can have work desktop, which is number one.
Other stuff. E. BCD 1011 wireless networking point temp.
So, Winamp works very well. Shouldn't have any problems navigating it whatsoever. We don't have the scripts that we have with JAWS, unfortunately. So, some functions are going to be a bit difficult. You're not going to be able to use the graphics library, but I don't have a lot of luck using it with JAWS, so that's no big deal. All the regular command keys work just fine. So, that works. Let's try bringing this up in Media Player.
Play in Winamp. Menu item. Add to it. Open. Menu add to Windows Media Player. Play with Windows Media Player. Menu item. Windows
Hi,
Media
this
Player.
This is Rick Harmon.
Zero.
And today,
Library
I'd
container.
Like to talk
zero.
About
Rotate
my
the
experiences
icon.
That I've had.
Current position 00:0800. Turn shuffle
weeks.
Turn repeat on.
Getting
zero.
A wireless network.
There's the pause button. For some reason, when I tab around through it, I get it saying zero a lot of the time.
Next. Button. Mute. Button. Zero. View full screen. Button. Zero. Zero. Windows Media. Button. Minimize window. Button. Zero. 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 Now playing menu. Button. Library. Button. Zero. 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 Burn. button, bring menu, button, sync, button, sync menu, button, task BDN service task one group, button, service menu, video and visualization, high basket BDN, big content, 0000, now playing, make clear list pane, BCT1011 wireless, 0000, current position 00:15:00:15, turn shuffle on, button, 0, stop, button, play, button,
work set up here in my house,
stop, button, turn repeat on, turn shuffle on,
it's
0,
it's been interesting to say
the
least,
of Google Tech. Unavailable, 0, BCT1011, clear list pane,
wireless
zero.
Network
rotate
running here, that's right,
0,
to see
or destroy
the soft
zero.
Set worked.
There's my sync slider.
Everager.
Zero.
To get the
rotate current position
the router
zero.
Going and the wireless.
Turn zero. Pause.
At the
zero.
PC end
mute.
On my
button.
Notebook
zero.
And my other computer is going.
Button. The other stuff.
Excuse me. And as you can see, you can definitely get a file playing in Media Player. This may work better with Media Player 10 or 9, so I'm not going to fault Thunder there because, you know, Media Player 11 is pretty new. It was able to navigate around through it okay, though. I didn't like all the 000s, but, you know, you could use it. But I would definitely suggest, if you're going to use Thunder, to use Winamp. That's going to be your best bet, because that worked much better. Okay, now I'm just going to briefly... let's see. I'm going to go into Word and Excel.
Start. Turn. Look. Search. Settings. Menu item with programs. By iFine Reader Tools. Menu item with submenu. At Microsoft Keyboard. Menu at Microsoft Mouse. At Microsoft Office Tools, at Microsoft SQLs, at Mozilla M, at Microsoft Excel, menu item.
Well, let's see here.
At Microsoft Visual Scene, at MicPF2, menu item. At Microsoft Keyboard, at Microsoft Mouse, at Microsoft Office Tools, menu item, with submenu, Sonic, Visual C Plus, Walmart. Microsoft Virtual PC, Microsoft Visual Basic 2, Microsoft Visual C number 2, Microsoft Visual J number, Microsoft Visual WebDev, Microsoft Word, menu
there
item.
There we go. Sorry about that, I have a lot of items in my programs menu. Okay, Word is up and running. And I'm just going to type a few things here.
T-H-I-S-I-S-A. T E F T O S E E A O W W E L A I S D O K S F O R F E full stop.
And I'm just going to type a sentence.
Blank. This is a test to see how well this works for me. H I S space I S space A space space T E S T space T. Test A is A test 2 C. This is a test to see how well this works for me. S. C. This is a test too. This is a test to see how well this works for me.
And the navigation keys all work normally. I was able to use my up and down arrows. I was able to cursor left and right through the letters. I was able to control cursor left and right through the words. I was able to use the caps lock L to read the current line. I was able to use caps lock I to read the current character. I was able to use the caps lock J to read the word to the cursor. And all of that seems to work just fine. So you shouldn't have any problems, you know, typing letters into Word, you know, doing basic normal things. Okay, let me close Word.
Microsoft Word, yes. N. Other stuff. E. Size. 49,450. Under. Settings. Program Manager. P. Programs. Web. Quick. MS. Microsoft Visual Web. Microsoft PowerPoint. Internet Explorer. Microsoft Access. Microsoft Excel. Make Programs. Excel script initialized.
And now I'm going into Excel. By the way, these my version of Office is Office XP, which is Office 2002. I'm not using 2003 here, but you shouldn't have any problems, and I doubt you'll have any problems with even Office 2000.
B1 is blank. A1 is blank. A2 is blank. A3 is blank.
Now I'm moving through my cells.
A4 is blank. A3 is blank. A2 is blank. A1 is blank.
And that's working pretty good there. No problems. Let me type a few things here.
M-A-M-E. B1 is blank. A-D-D-R-E-S. C1 is blank. E-M-A-I-L. D1 is blank. C-I-T-Y. B1 is blank. S-T-A-T-E. F1 is blank. Z-I-P.
Okay.
B1 is state. D1 is city. C1 is email. B1 is address. A1 is name. A1 is name. A2 is blank.
So we're able to type information into our cells, and we can get it read for us.
A1 is name. B1 is address. C1 is email.
Now let's see if I can press F2 here to edit the cell. And no, I can't.
Book 1. D2 is blank. C2 is blank. D2 is blank. D1 is city. C1 is email.
So, as with NVDA, the F2 edit cell doesn't work. So, if you want to edit a cell, you're just going to have to go to it and retype the information into it. I kind of expected that. That's really not Thunder's fault. That just has to do with how much access these readers have into the operating system without doing video intercepts and hooks like JAWS and WindowEyes and the other major screen readers do. That's going to limit things somewhat. Thunder and NVDA are both what you would call on-screen models of a screen reader versus WindowEyes and JAWS, which are what they call off-screen models. So you're going to have some limitations, but you know, for free, you really have to put up with that. It looks like Excel works just as good as it did with NVDA. You can do basic work with it without any problems. Same with Word, no real problems. You can type and edit and read documents without any real problems. I'm assuming that all the basic functions are going to work there, spell check, things like that. Okay, let me close this.
Microsoft Excel, yes, and under settings, button. Program manager, my computer, list item.
And I'll show you one last program.
Start, button, programs, menu, uninstall it by accessories, add aware scripts, accessory, by iFind reader, accessible, menu item, with submit BBC listen again. Menu item.
These are some of the accessible programs that come from the same place that WebIE does. The one program I do use from time to time is the Accessible Podcatcher.
Gutenberg Library. Language Selector. Podcast Directory. Podcatcher. Menu accessible. Podcatcher ACB Radio Main Menu. List item.
And we're in the podcast list menu. The feeds that have been subscribed to, it comes with a few. Going to go down to the end.
Blind Speak Zone. List item.
And, boy, that really speaks that poorly. This is really, I think, bad with RealSpeak. As you can probably hear throughout this review, it's quite hard to understand what it's saying, the inflections and things that it puts into things when you're trying to read just basic computer functions. I just don't like. I would have preferred to use Via Voices, which are real similar to Eloquence. But, as I said yesterday, when I used those, it crashed Thunder just repeatedly over and over and over, and I didn't want to put that review up because it would have been very unfavorable. I don't know if that's a problem with the Via Voices, the way they're interacting with Thunder, the way Thunder's interacting with them. I don't have any problems using them elsewhere. And I did use them with NVDA without any problems. I've used them, you know, I can use them on WindowEyes and JAWS without any problems, although I don't need to. So I don't know what's going on there, but that just crashed my computer, Thunder, more than anything else, just repeatedly. And I wasn't able to even complete the review. Okay. If I tab...
Windows Unattended Installation Part 1.
I'm in my podcast list.
Create a floppy disk with a WINT.SIP file to do an unattended Windows installation for blind users. List title. Windows Unattended Installation Part 2. This podcast describes in detail how to create a CD with W... Creating a podcast. Creating a podcast. List title.
And if I hit enter on that, it'll begin playing for me.
Hi, this is Rick, and
stop.
Today
button.
I'd like to go over
stop button
how to create a podcast.
And there are control keys for accessible podcatcher to move forward and backwards through a file, to increase the volume up and down. Play, stop, pause, all of that. And the only thing I did notice what Thunder isn't doing very well, and it's kind of surprising since I would have thought Thunder would have worked excellent with this program. If you use JAWS and you continue to tab plus the past the stop field, you'll get a slider for the volume that in JAWS you just slide back and forth between 0 and 100. When you tab in Thunder, you don't hear that. And there was also, I think if you tab on further past that in JAWS, you get a slider for moving back and forwards, you know, through the file, and you don't hear that with Thunder either. But there are keys that can be used.
File, menu podcasts, audio, menu item with submit help, menu audio, play CDRL plus P, menu stop escape, pause CDRL plus U, skip forward CDRL plus F, skip backward CDRL plus P, increase volume CDRL plus I. Decrease volume CDRL plus D.
So menu you do. Item. So you do have the capabilities.
Audio. Menu item with submenu. Application. Play button.
Hi, this is Rick.
And an error plays again.
Forward button.
I'd like to go.
Oh, there. Some of the buttons are working now.
How to create
button.
A
just forward
podcast.
And back.
I've had
blind beat zone. List creating a podcast. Create stop button.
So, as you can see, that works. And for some people, that's much, much easier to use than Juice. And I'm not sure how well Thunder would work with Juice, so I'm not going to go into that. But, as you can see, Thunder is usable. I personally don't like it as much as NVDA. I feel NVDA has more functionality than Thunder does. Thunder may be, in most circumstances, maybe a little bit more stable than NVDA. If you're using JAWS, again, you're definitely not going to switch to Thunder. And Thunder isn't trying to get JAWS users or WindowEyes users to switch to them. Again, like NVDA, this is a free program, and it's meant basically for people that can't afford JAWS or WindowEyes or HAL or whatever, you know, the other main screen readers out there. So I do understand that. I'm not going to pick on Thunder for, you know, some of its lack of functionality because the program is meant for novice users that have really never used a computer before and can't afford JAWS. NVDA for most JAWS users that need to use a screen reader on a computer, you know, that they can't put JAWS on for whatever reason or don't want to, I feel probably is better suited for most people that use JAWS or WindowEyes because it does have a bit more functionality. But I guess I would recommend Thunder to somebody that was just getting into the computer for the very first time, had no idea how to navigate around and things, didn't care that, you know, WebIE is a text-based browser only. You know, they could get used to that without a problem. So that's where Thunder would shine, is, you know, for the brand new user that knows nothing about computers. Okay, that pretty much wraps up this review. I hope it's been helpful, and I hope that it's given you some information on Thunder that maybe you didn't have, and maybe it will help you to recommend Thunder for use to somebody that you know that maybe you know, has a computer or wants to get a computer, you know, can't afford JAWS or whatever. I did use it on a laptop. I used it on a 900 megahertz Pentium 3 laptop, and it did run reasonably well, so it can be used on slower computers without any real issues. It's supposed to work on Windows 2000 and XP, and I'm not sure about Vista. I haven't heard anything on that. I don't think it works on the older versions of Windows like 95, 98, and Millennium. But other than that, I hope you've enjoyed this, and I will talk to you next time. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.